Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. I'm glad you're here. Karen Post is with us. Karen is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've been enjoying her wisdom, especially on branding, over the last several years, and she has helped us understand that for quite some time. And she's the author of Brain Tattoos, which is a great title how about that for intuitively branding your book about branding? How about that? And she's also the creator of the outstanding website oddpods.com, and she's our good friend Karen Post. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to have you back, Karen. It's always a pleasure. One of the things that I know you want to talk about today is how to use free things. How to use free things on both ends of the spectrum, right? From a standpoint of receiving free things and
right.
giving things away.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a great strategy even for small businesses, and because our society is so conditioned, because the cost of producing a lot of things right now is lower than it's ever been. A lot of intellectual property things that you can get from mm-hmm. your computer. So a lot of times it gives you an opportunity to connect to a prospect through an experience before they become a long-term loyal customer. So it's a great strategy to think about for retail, for service businesses, and I think you're going to be seeing a lot more of it just as we do business, especially in light of this current economy.
Right. Well, you know, if you think about it, Karen, the free business model has been around a long time.
Think about
radio. Ever since Marconi invented the radio, people have been able to buy, all they had to do was buy a radio, and they could listen to all kinds of wonderful programming for free, for absolutely nothing, because of the business model of the radio station, the business model of the people who sponsored the radio programs and who made them available to you. Free television hit the scene, you know, I guess in the 40s, and that model, until cable came along, was free, and it's, the broadcast television is still free. Then the internet hit and people started giving, so free is really has a lot of precedent in the marketplace, doesn't it?
It does. I think today, free has a new face for a lot of reasons. Number one, a lot of people, when you say the word free, they think something of not a lot of value. And not excluding TV and radio, but like premiums and things that you get. But that also has changed. And people that you know, run businesses that maybe wouldn't consider themselves so much a frugal practitioner are now much more sensitive to it. And I'm one of those. You know, when I was growing up, my mom was so over-the-top frugal that it kind of made me go the other way. But I have a new attitude about free.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, the internet really changed the face of free, I think, a lot. Because how many times, Karen, have you had a problem or needed something, some kind of a new capability on your computer, and somebody told you about a program? Man, this program is like magic. And you say, really? You know, yeah, it's just exactly what you need. Well, how much is it? Oh, it's free. There's a whole world of freeware, they call it out there. And, I mean, people just developing stuff and giving it away. Well, that, if you're just giving things away to be giving it away, that's a very noble thing to do. But it doesn't drive a business model, does it?
No, it does not.
So free you know, and but people are used to this, aren't they? People are used to, customers are used to saying, okay, I know this is free, but what's the catch? But they're willing to sit still long enough to find out what the catch is, aren't they?
They are, and that's where, as a consumer of things, for your business or for your personal life, you know, you've just got to move with caution and read the small print. But there is so much stuff that is incredible that is free. And, you know, you mentioned my little company, Odd Pods, which mm-hmm. is a business community for creative people. And we've just added this new service where every week we aggregate or feature the best in free stuff.
Yeah. Has my website and my radio show been on there? I can't remember if I saw that.
You're an upcoming feature.
I'm so subtle, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by. And obviously, have no shame. 20 till, right back with Karen Post. I'm Jim Blassingame. And by the way, she is the branding diva. Does anybody really know what time it is? Hey, could you really compromise and do this? Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Karen Post, the author of Brain Tattoos, the founder of oddpods.com. And I hope you'll check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That last one is our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. And I mean, my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you'll just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, if you'll just get there, you can find my blog there. You can find the knowledge base there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We haven't missed an edition since November of 99. Yeah, we're in our 10th year of the newsletter. So check those out. Use all that stuff to your advantage. We built it for you. And as Karen and I have been talking, it's all free. That's our business model for you. As far as you're concerned, our business model is you get what we got for free. Because we have corporate partners who help us do that. And Karen, that's my business model. I've been doing free. You know, it's really interesting that you wanted to talk about this, because I have seen the two different ways of or two of the ways of making a website paid, making a media a resource pay like mine, and some people, you know, want to charge for that. And they do, and they have, and some people have been successful at it. And I've had a lot of people to try to get me to change my methods, to change the way I do business. And I've always, my charter from day one was, we were going to provide the best information for small businesses that we could and make it available to them where there was no barrier to entry. And then it became my job to go figure out how to pay for that.
That's great. I call that the give and gain factor, and it's so smart. And, you know, and I think you're going to see that continue. And you are going to see some companies charging for what they call premium content. Mm-hmm. And I subscribe to some of those where you get some things for free and then you pay for this. So I think we're going to see both of it. But I invite your listeners to look at their business and to see if there's an opportunity there. And, you know, and it may be something that's completely new, or it may be just something that they add on, but they also need to honor their brand. And what I mean by that is don't give away something that is not part of who you are or makes no sense whatsoever, because mm-hmm. you've worked so hard at building your identity and your image and your brand, so you need to honor your brand with what you decide you are going to give away. Then the next thing is to be transparent and honest. And this is so important, because I think we've all, like, signed up for something free and then turned out there were lots of little small print, and you just didn't feel mm-hmm. good about the company. And so I caution people to be transparent, put everything there. Don't use six-point type, you know, and certainly don't say that you're one of your old relatives was Charles Ponce. That's not good either. And then make sure that your value is something that your audience finds valuable. So don't just give away something that you've got extra on the shelf because you want to get get rid of it, but
yeah.
make sure that your audience thinks it's some cool stuff. And it can be really powerful. And so if anyone in your listening audience has anything that they think is cool that's free, they can shoot me an email and we'll post it. And every week we pick a category. Like the first week we did PR stuff. The second week we did research. And so we put commentary, we review it. I don't post anything that I don't really experience myself, but it's a great opportunity. We've got a growing audience, and I'd love to help some of your viewers expose things that they've got that they're giving away for free. That,
and so should they go to your website and
yeah,
email you from there?
They can go to OddPods, ODDPODZ, and it's on the front page, and there's a big button, and it says Free Biz Finds, and you
right.
just click on that, and it will take you there, and it's a great feature, and I'm really excited about doing it, and I'm learning about so many awesome things that I cannot believe that are out there that are absolutely free, that are valuable. So,
well, you know, one of the things that I think, and I've been talking about this lately about small business brands, how do we maintain the value of our brands? How do we maintain the equity in our brands and the leverage of our brands at a time when everybody's looking for the lowest price they can possibly get? In 2009, you know, people are going to be less brand snobs, I think, than they were in the last few years. And so they're going to be looking for lower prices. And how do small business owners make sure that because we can't compete on price with Walmart. We shouldn't even try.
Right.
But you know, there's something we can do is if instead of discounting everything you have, instead of saying, okay, everything in the house is now, you know, 10% off, we recognize business is slow and we want to do our part, so everything is 10% off, how about giving away something and charging regular price for something else?
That's a great idea.
It's the same kind of, it's the same discount, but so give away something that you're not trying to maybe leverage as a big part of your brand, but it'll get somebody in the door, and not reduce the value, the price of your main brand product. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. And then also they should consider doing time-sensitive free offers. So, like, if you've got a newsletter, give people a reason to sign up and read it or to go to your website where you can promote something. Maybe for the month of January, you get this. And then February, that offer is gone, and something new will come up. So that's a great strategy also. And just make sure that you're making all your touch points consistent with your brand messaging. So if you're giving something away, you're not cheesing it up and losing
right.
the quality integrity of your brand.
Exactly. We don't like cheesy around here, ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
No,
stand
no,
by.
No.
We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with our good friend Karen Post. I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Karen joined us. Tintel, stay with us.
I can't imagine.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Karen Post is our guest. Her book is Brain Tattoos. Her website is OddPods, with a Z, OddPods.com. And I hope you'll check that out and find out more about the free stuff that she is helping people to find. You know, one of the best examples is this guy Commuter. I think that's his name. The guy who does the computer software stuff.
Yeah.
He's always on television. His first pitch to everybody is, "I'm going to give you this. This is free." And he says, "Because I believe that if you take one of my courses for free, you'll come back and buy more stuff from me." I mean, he's just right up front about that, and he makes a living that way.
Yep, and that's that whole experience thing. So,
yeah.
You know, everyone who wants the opportunity to spend time with a prospect to convert them to a customer, and what a greater way to do it than through some sort of branded experience with it's got your product or service tied into it.
And aren't we going to have to change the flavor of our honey just a little bit in 2009 to get the bears in?
I think so. Everyone is going to have to amp up all their efforts. Everything we do is going to have to be a little better and a little more appealing. But Jim, some things for your audience to think about how they can give things away. Free trials is great, where you can try something before you buy it. So it could be like a 30-day mm-hmm. period of something. That's a great way. You could have something free all the time. If you think about Google, the majority of their product offering is free all the time.
Right.
And then they make money on ad sales. You could do a freemium, which could be like a premium where you buy something and then you get something else for free. You can do a free experience or environment, and we see this in airports sometimes. Telecom companies will provide free Wi-Fi, but then they have a little lounge that they've set up, and then they brand themselves. So, you know, that might work for some of your listeners, or just flat out a gift for no mm-hmm. reason. You know, everyone likes a gift from a friend, and hopefully our customers think our brands are our very best friends.
How about this? Identify the customers who you've danced with who bring you to the dance.
Right.
The good customers who've been with you through thick and thin. Don't do this for everybody, but just to those people, single them out, contact them somehow by print or by email or in person, by phone, whatever, and say, I want you to know that we appreciate the business you've given us, and we want to make sure that we stay connected in 2009, and this is a little gift to let you know how much we appreciate you and how much we look forward to doing what we can to help both of us thrive in 2009. And just but get that. But one thing you ought to be able to do for free, you ought to be able to get your message across to them.
Absolutely.
If people get yep. something for free, they should be prepared to listen.
Yep. But it's a great opportunity, and so I encourage everyone to look at what they're doing and to see how they can create some free ways to grow their business and get them from A to B, and plus just strengthen the relationship with their customer, because that's what branding is all about. It's about those relationships.
The most important thing that we're talking about here, Karen, is that we've got this elephant in the living room. It's called the economy. And this elephant's not feeling well. And what we've got to do is we can't deny that the elephant's in the living room. What we have to do is say, okay, what if we turned it upside down and painted it purple and with yellow polka dots? We can't. What we did in 2007 and 2008 won't get us to the finish line in 2009. We got to change things a little bit, don't we?
Yep, and you got to throw in some free peanuts too.
Any last thoughts? We got about 1 minute.
Just send me your free stuff. It's I want to hear about it. I want to hear about their experiences. Reach out, talk to me. I'm excited.
If they've got an idea, if they come up with a free campaign, some kind of a way to give something away for free, if they send you what they've done, if they explain to you what they've come up with, then you might feature them on your website of some good examples as a good example.
Absolutely, I'll put it in a category and I'll write commentary about it, and then I invite them to put their feedback too. Like if I review something and they disagree, I want to hear about that too.
Right. Okay, that sounds good. And that's OddPods with a Z, oddpods.com.
P-O-D-Z.
And the Brain Tattoos book is there too, right?
It sure is.
Hey, thanks, Karen, for being here. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
We are going to have a great 2009. 2009 will be so divine. How's that for a little pun?
I like that. I like that, Pollyanna. Thanks, and we'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.